Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So in terms of content and work, so because I'd say you get a lot of like, oh, it's like, it, you know, you always, like you say that it is work. And I don't see sometimes other OnlyFans girls saying that. So in terms of like content, did you have to like up the quality as it like to coincide with your earnings? Like now that you're kind of like been doing it so long, is it like, do you have filming days? Like how do you, what's like a day in the life of Julia?
Yeah, you know, I try film at least every second day for OnlyFans, or sometimes every day, like, but it's, I'm very picky with my content. And it's like with Instagram pictures. You take an Instagram photo or you take photos that day and they just turn all horrible and you just don't want to post any of them. That's the same with OnlyFans. Yeah. You can literally have, and like even with like, it's like a knockoff effect with loads of things. You always have to keep up with your look, like your image. Mm-hmm. Like right now, I feel like you can see all my flaws. You know, like just little things like that. There's so many things behind it. Like you always have to keep, and then like, with your social media, you always have to promote it and advertise it. I promote it on Instagram, Twitter. I try to grow my other platforms like TikTok. Like that's such a good way of getting people in as well. Like I know, I don't know if you know Neve O'Connor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's back. But that's where she gets all her subscribers from. And she makes a lot of money on OnlyFans. And it's because of her TikTok.
Yeah. So would she be one of the, like up there with you in terms of how she's doing?
Better.
Really?
She makes more.
Oh, yeah. Ouch.
She's been
really blocked. I would so not expect that. Just because, again, yeah, like, I feel like you're the OG. And I feel like she, yeah, I kind of didn't hear from her. I've only kind of got to know her recently.
But then she's way more following than me on, yeah, TikTok.
Mm.
You have to remember, like, it's all about your audience. How much audience do you have? Like, how many people do you have supporting you and stuff? Yeah. You know, with, she blew up on TikTok, but not just from Irish people, but more from different places, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, so she's doing very well for herself.
Yeah, fair play.
That's so cool.
Fair play to her.
Yeah.
And you're similar-ish in the vibe that you both have got surgery. You started OnlyFans and then you have got surgery.
And both been really transparent about it, which, yeah, I actually, we've spoken about it on our podcast before that we love how transparent you are about it. You start, so your first procedure, like actual surgery, was your nose, right?
Yeah, my
nose. Yeah, and you were like completely transparent about that as well. I remember when you got that done. And when you've been transparent, do you get like kickback about it? Like people being like, you're going to like influence people getting it, blah, blah, blah.
Of course I did at the start, but now no, not anymore. Like,
tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.